That would be like if the Black Plague showed up on TikTok mm-hmm. and said, "Hi, you guys, it seems like y'all are super sick. And a lot of you have been asking for my Black Plague survival guide. So sign up at blackplague.substack.com. Do you know what I mean?
Don't besmirch Substack like that. No, you're so mean to Substack.
Listen, I have a Substack.
I know, but you don't yeah, use but she's it not wrong. And you're so mean to it.
Ultimately, that would be on Substack. I mean, that we have to call.
Would be like, like and subscribe. And welcome to episode 537 of the podcast. I'm your other host, Jamie Golden. Unfortunately, Knox is a fragile and flailing, flu-ridden podcaster. So today I'm joined by our beloveds, Jason Waterfalls and Aaron H. Moon.
The podcast is a show dedicated to delightful idiocy, and we're committed to educating you on things that entertain but do not matter.
To find out more about these seasonal affective pursuits, check us out at knoxandjamie.com. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at The Popcast, and we're on Twitter at PopcastPod.
Okay, guys, thanks for joining us this week as we're going to be talking about the nose of January. But before we do that, you guys, new year, new you. Probably not.
Happy
right?
New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah, same
year. Auld Lang Syne.
That's right. Now, if you have ever considered being a part of our 11,000 plus member Patreon community and you haven't joined, I think January is your month. Plus, we don't make you commit to a year's gym membership. We let you do an easy breezy CoverGirl 7-day free trial. That gives you a week to take her for a test drive and see what all the hullabaloo is about for BFOTs. BFOT Mal J. Evans recently commented and said, "It's like we have this protected, happy world we get to live in. The PMG team keeps us safe, and I just love it so much. You've had my $7 a month for years, and I'm not going anywhere." Now, Mallory can be trusted because she's so pretty and her hair is so blonde. But also, Mallory is not kidding when she says years. This month, she is celebrating 7 years as a BFOT.
How much money is that?
That's not enough. So make sure you sign up. Go to Knox and Jamie. Go to knoxandjamie.com/Patreon. January is also a great month for our Patreon community because we are releasing a project that we worked on throughout the fall, the entire team, our Princess Collection, where Knox and I did a deep dive on 5 Disney princesses. Not a cinema side piece about their movies. We deep dive these princesses. Do they have friends? Was the love interest valid? All great questions and answers that you will enjoy when that Princess Collection launches next week. Keep your ears peeled.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, so normally our first episode of the year, every year, is our predictions episode. And that will come next week, pending Knox's health and wellness. Can you imagine? What if he's still sick next week?
Oh no, that would be very sad.
He would be real
I don't
mad
think
at his
Aaron
body.
And I together can predict how he does. Mm-hmm. So no.
And Jason, you've known him the longest. Like, you've known him a long time, like since you were like teenagers, right?
Yep. Yep.
Is Knox sick often? Do you think he would love us talking about him like this? Do you think he would just love it? You
know, I think that it's pretty obvious that he's not here and he right. is Knoxtradamus. So we do have to like bring it to the light that, yeah. you know, we're not going to do the predictions episodes.
Yeah. No, we're not. Listen, we want to because we were right about a lot of stuff. So we look forward to revisiting 2023 predictions and then giving you our new predictions for this year next week. But this week, we are going to just jump in with the Nose of January. Now, this was a pivot. You are listening. This episode comes out 12 hours after we record it. So you're getting the freshest content. The freshest content Piping you've ever
hot.
Gotten. I know. So let's talk about January just really quick before we jump into our nose. Now, fun facts, January was named after the Roman god Janus, who had two faces. So that also seems not great and seems indicative of why January is maybe
Janus
not the best.
A boy or a girl?
Janus is a boy.
Okay.
Or at least he goes by him. And his two faces let him look backwards into the past and forward into the future, which is a dumb reason
Sounds
to be a god. Anyway, don't like
okay,
that.
Okay, I was out for a minute and then I was back in and then you two were out when we saw that information. So now
I'm
a little
bit confused. Let me get you back in. The original Roman calendar, hat tip to Knox, the original Roman calendar only had 10 months and January and February were not included and added later. I don't think we needed them. Do you know what I mean?
Like, so were the other ones just longer?
Yeah, they were just longer.
Were we just not worried about a full revolution?
You know, I don't think
sun.
We were all like, this has to be 365 days. I mean, Roman calendar, I mean, I don't understand how science works and when science started. I don't know. So
I feel Knox shriveling away as he listens to this episode.
I know, because my next question is, when were the Mayans? Isn't there a Mayan calendar as well?
Yeah, but I don't think we use their calendar. This is like, the Romans were like, ugh, March, let's go. Like,
according to the Mayans, we should be done, right?
Right, like life should be over. We should have gone in 2017, right?
I think, at least 2000.
Is it our fault that Jesus didn't come back?
I think definitely our fault.
The Romans strike again. Okay. And then third, Julius Caesar is who added a 31st day to the month. Again, a long month that did not need to be that long.
Hey, we should just do like months should be 15 days.
Thank you.
Solid 2 weeks.
Yes, they should just go real fast and we should
so you want
through them.
Like 24, 25 months.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'd be great. Let's just add some new months.
Listen, that shouldn't be hard getting through Congress. So we'll just work. We'll work on that. For
they're not busy. They're not just doing anything.
They're apparently not doing anything.
Not just Congress, the entire world.
That's right. Is it not just about us? Oh, my bad. Okay. And then I did want to point out that Brick and Mortar Shop on Instagram commented and said, the spelling and sound of the month of January phonetically makes me think of Jan from The Office and an obituary. And it's associated with gloomy shades of blue. Am I the only one who thinks this? No, I now think it too. Jan's obituary. That's what month we're in.
Oh, I don't like that.
It's unfortunate. So we're going to talk about nose. We got some listener participation, but I do want to start with us, with each of you, kind of a personal no that you have for the month of January. Erin, why don't you kick us off?
Okay. I hate holidays, and specifically holidays where kids are out of school, but Gen Pop is asked to continue functioning at work. So I'd like for you to hear me out before you make a judgment call. I would like to honorably relocate Dr. Martin Luther King's celebration from January to August. And here are my reasons. Okay. Number one, I know this will shock a lot of you who don't live in Alabama, but because we have such like a glowing reputation among the states, but the official state calendar, like if you go to calendar.alabama.gov, it celebrates MLK Day alongside Robert E. Lee's birthday.
Right. We can't let it go.
We just really cannot let it go. So that's obviously not of Father Josh and Sophia. Okay. So then number two, do you know what people use MLK Day for? Skiing. Yeah. They go to skiing weekends. Can you respectfully honor Dr. King's legacy when you do pizza french fries going down El Dorado in Breck? You cannot.
No, white supremacy wins again.
Thank you. Exactly. He deserves your full attention, which you cannot give if you have to wear long underwear and a ski bib. So this is my proposal. We move his day of remembrance to August 28th, which is the day of the I Have a Dream speech, out of the cold gloominess of winter into the serotonin part of daylight savings, where Martin belongs. It's a full bank holiday where we shut the country down. It's a national day of service and or reflection, depending on your level of personal or historical culpability. Also, me Ivy, why are we celebrating the birthday of a general who lost a war and was not pardoned or returned full citizenship rights within his lifetime due to engaging in sedition and treason? Just out of curiosity, can we not do that? It seems like that's easy to take off the calendar. Anyway, I think that we should move Martin Luther King Day.
I'm very supportive of that. I mean, I don't like a serve day in August. I'll shoot you straight. I'm going to have to do an indoor serve.
That's fine. You can do that.
But I do like that. I do think January is a horrible. Plus, why do we need a holiday 2 weeks after we had 17 holidays?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You all rip August all the time. So this is kind of a wild take. My birthday's in August. So
August
is
the worst. I don't rip August.
Okay. August is the worst month.
Maybe this will redeem August.
Thank you. This is what I'm saying. Now everybody gets to be in on August. I love
See?
It.
See? Exactly.
I do like that. I do. That's a great one. Okay. Good no. Okay. Jason, what is your personal no of January?
Mine doesn't have as much breath to it, if you would. Breath with a D in there.
Right.
I hate winter rain. I hate rain in January. Oh. Now, I'm up here in Indianapolis, right? Just outside of Indianapolis. And when the rain comes down here in January, it sometimes is snow. I know you all don't get that as much,
what?
Especially through the winter.
Oh, that's fancy.
But when there's no sun out, but it's wet, but it's not the beautiful snow, that's just really frustrating. So I know that's like a Northern America problem as opposed to a Southern America problem. Mm-hmm. But just winter rain is the worst. If it's going to be wet outside.
First of all, that you think we don't get rain in the winter.
Well, that's why I'm like making sure that it's clear that I know you all never get snow. So we have the potential to get snow.
That's
It's 36 degrees outside and raining. That's really annoying. Just
our rain is all, it's maybe 45, 50 degrees here.
Yeah.
But the rain is misery. Like it's horrible. Okay. So my no of January, look, Mother Nature has set a tone for January. Okay. She has said that's enough. Everything is dead, but hawks and wolves. Okay. She covers the ground in frost and snow, and the sun shows up for work maybe once every fifth day. The sun has tapped out, yet I'm expected to become a brand new person. No, I'm supposed to work out.
No.
Start a gratitude journal. I'm supposed to learn how to intermittently fast.
Absolutely not.
And stop procrastinating. Get the F out. Like, I'm not doing that. Why? I would like to move. If we're moving MLK Day to August, I would like to move New Year to May. Okay, May 1.
Thank you.
Right there. It's right there. May Day. Hey, I'm a bad person. May Day. I need help. Let me change who I am. Like, it's right there.
SOS.
I need to be better. Now, I know we can't move into May because of parents. Parents hate May.
And listen, it's not a time of reflection.
I don't know if you've heard, but parents hate May.
Okay, so, what about a rebrand for April Fool's Day? April 1st. We can't do May 1st.
Like, that I've been a fool for a year.
We're not starting fresh. Yeah, we're not starting fresh on May 1st, but we can do April 1st.
I don't understand when the world, the literal, in the Northern Hemisphere, kudos to all y'all in the summer right now.
Y'all doing?
I mean, what's your life like?
What? Can you imagine the cognitive dissonance? Are they singing? Like, I do have a question.
They're so happy.
But I mean, are they singing? Like, what kind of carols are they singing? Like,
I mean, think about it. I'll show you. Now, they are at risk of dying because of all the death from the animals, but look how happy they are.
But like, what are they? Are they singing like, are they singing about snow? Like, do they have their own Christmas songs? They all have winter songs?
Why would they?
We have to know this. Does Australia have summer-based Christmas songs?
I need to know.
I like that the only country we can think of that's in the Southern Hemisphere
New Zealand? Does Taika Waititi have his own, like, summer-based winter song album? Does he?
Is Rita Ora singing background vocals?
I hope so.
So, Let us know. But, okay, so we're moving. I like this. We've made some great suggestions. We will be calling our senators. Obviously, you'll be calling Mother Nature, Jason, and figuring out that winter rain. Okay. All right. So let's go to our commenters. We had, y'all, there were over 1,000 comments on this post.
People hate January.
People have some real strong energy about hating January. And then kudos to the two of you who tried to come in those comments and be like, people who complain about January, that's a no. Although one of you, Sarah Dixon, then followed up with a comment where you said people who want to circle back in January. See,
I love the cognitive dissonance. You go, Sarah.
I know. I love
that. You can be double standard. It's fine.
That's right. Okay, first up we have Kate Thielen 14 who said, no to the phrase new year, new me. Thoughts?
I agree with this because why? Just be yourself. We're not changing, guys. We're not changing. We are who we are. Just let it be.
Yeah.
Like, let yourself be who you are.
Maybe the change could be new year, original me. Mm. I've tried to be someone else. That hasn't worked out. So now I'm going to let my freak flag fly.
I think my phrase this year, instead of new year, new me, and I think I've actually already said this to the two of you separately, is my phrase is I'm choosing not to take that personally, because it indicates that I could take it personally. It's crossed my mind to take it personally, but I am the bigger person and I've benevolently let that person off the hook.
So when you all caps messaged me last night, in DMs on Instagram. That wasn't personal?
No, listen, there are things that
character.
I will take personally.
Right. Oh, okay.
But there are some things that I have decided that I will not take.
No, I like that.
Personally.
I like the specificity.
Listen, if you cheat at connections, I will take
that
personally.
We'll get to that.
And listen, do you know who accuses me of that constantly? This guy,
Jason
Waterfalls. I have never once cheated on connections.
A little bit sketchy. Sketchy sometimes.
I feel like she's threes are deceptive, obviously, both of you.
He's a three too.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, he's probably cheating and just trying to redirect.
You're exactly right. I mean? That's exactly the game.
Okay, Jason the cheater. What for you? How do you feel about this? Is this your vibe, new year, new me?
I've got a couple here I want you all to pick from, okay? And okay. they kind of escalate a little bit. Clean slate, be great. Is that something? Turned up in 2-4. Are we liking that one?
Oh, I like that.
This one kind of goes with Aaron's. Don't keep score in 2024.
Okay, I like that.
Oh,
I like
that's
that one.
Good.
I like that. That has a 1 Corinthians vibe. I like it.
All right. And then the last one. This one's maybe not for everybody. I'm a genie in a bottle, and 2024 is going to, and maybe I shouldn't read the rest of that.
Rub me the right way.
Whoa. Inappropriate, Aaron.
I like that we're honoring Christina Aguilera.
I do.
In this episode.
What if this is the year?
What if this is her comeback? What if we're getting an Aguilera font?
I mean, Britney's comeback happened or didn't happen. I'm not real sure how
she
that's
came
going.
Back,
or,
and then we were like, where, yay. And then we were like, uh-oh. And then we put her back.
So what if Christina Aguilera comes back in a great way? What if she has like a show on E or
like
Bravo
she had
or something?
Chance. She had her chance with, what was the show, The Voice? Was she on The Voice?
She was on The Voice.
And she's gone. It's a Reba Assance, I think.
Reba Assance?
Yeah, Reba's on The Voice. I watched a lot of The Voice with my dad over the break.
Wow.
Dad loves The Voice.
That was good. That you had a good time. Then.
You were binging past seasons of The Voice?
I was going to say, because it's not even out. Like, you're having to go back to archives.
No, The Voice was on.
Was
the,
it?
The guy with the ponytail one. Okay. It was the ponytail guy with the braid.
Taylor.
He looks like a Viking. Am I wrong?
I don't know.
Is this America's Got Talent?
Is there?
No, I think...
Am I having a stroke?
I don't know. These are fair questions. You know, normally we would ask you to Google it, but alas, you're here.
No, The Voice was the finale.
Okay, so for me, I'm going to go New Year, same me with an asterisk. And the asterisk is going to say, but my hormones are rapidly declining and my ADHD is the worst it's ever been. You know what I mean?
Good.
Because I'm not medicated. I'm medicated for one. I'm not medicated for the other. And so it's just going to be, you're going to get a Russian roulette. For me, you might get Putin, you might get Alexander Petrovsky from Saved by the Bell. No,
what?
Sex in the City. Here's the thing, you're gonna get Mikhail Baryshnikov, and he ain't great. I'll tell you that. And
did you read a Russian dictator's book over the break? Or
no. Did you read Lolita?
These are great pulls by you.
What's happening?
Listen, I literally just now was like, is Gorsuch Russian? But he's the attorney general, right? Is that right? I don't know.
Neil Gorsuch?
Yeah, but I was thinking of Gorbachev. See,
that's why. Neil Gorsuch is a Supreme Court justice?
You think Knox is a... No, he's not a Supreme Court justice.
Girl.
Is he? No.
Just remember, in the world of men over a certain age, either pick history or smoking meats. I pick smoking meats, so I have no clue what we're talking about.
He is an associate justice of the Supreme Court of the United States.
There you go.
God, yes. I'm glad I got that.
Okay.
Huntley. Huntley is the winner of The Voice season 24. And I saw that happen. He looks like a Viking.
Okay.
He sounds like Scott Stapp.
Well, and as we've seen from The Voice and all the people who have won it before, I'm sure we'll hear from him again.
I liked him. He seemed like a nice guy.
That's right. Okay. Up next, we have Steph Mack 18, who said, influencers talking about decluttering and organizing after spending the last 3 months trying to get followers to buy all the things.
Listen, Jamie sent me a text over the break and she was like, this influencer has gone off. Like, what are we doing?
Guys,
why?
What are you doing?
Guys, we don't have to lose weight in January. We don't have to declutter in January. You can do that. You can just be okay with you. You know?
Yeah.
You're a mess. Embrace it.
Embrace it. Jason, are you an influencer? Are you in influencer culture? Are you like following a bunch of influencers?
Oh, do you want to know the influencers that Jason follows?
Yeah. I don't really have any. I get like little bits and pieces. You know, I do the reels, definitely. I'm not on the TikToks. It just seems like it'll consume my entire life. So,
but who do you like? Who do you follow that you're like, yeah, okay, I like this person?
House Peas?
Oh, okay. She's a great influencer.
Listen, she's allowed to be that way because she's only making you buy stuff to organize your life.
That's true. So, and she's telling you that all year round.
She's telling you that all year round. But there is a cut of cloth of people who are like, here are 78 dashes in my stories leading up to every day of November and December. And then suddenly they're like, hey guys, like, here are my tips for the new year. To me, that would be like if the Black Plague showed up on TikTok mm-hmm. and said, hi, you guys, it seems like y'all are super sick. And a lot of you have been asking for my Black Plague survival guide. So sign up at blackplague.substack.com. Do you know what I mean?
Don't besmirch Substack like that. No, I'm so mean to Substack.
I know, but you don't use it, but she's not wrong.
You're so mean to it.
Ultimately, that would be on Substack. I mean, that we would have to call.
Would be like, like and subscribe. And you just be like, wait, you're the Black Plague. You caused all of this. So now listen,
we are grilling with Dad. That's another influencer that I follow.
What does Grilling with Dad do?
He just grills and makes a lot
with
of
his
food.
Dad? With his dad? Or is he a dad?
He is the dad of Grilling with Dad.
The kids are involved. So he's making money off their kids.
Okay. What's he grilling? Like just various
all the meats,
special
all the,
kinds.
Like yeah, is he alligator.
Like, I'm gonna show you how to grill these meats.
Yeah, now he's got a flat top. You know,
he's got a Blackstone.
I bought my brother a Blackstone.
It's the other brand that's white.
Is that a flex? Are you flexing on us?
You bought your brother a Blackstone?
Yeah, I did because I'm getting the house when my parents die, and he doesn't know, and so I'm trying to like prep him as he gets older.
Trying to pushing that below.
Right,
a
look at all
bit.
The stuff I
your
got.
Your Blackstone's
you.
Already on your deck. You shouldn't move.
Well, he lives next door to them. So he's just dragging up the hill.
He'll be fine.
Okay,
he'll be fine.
Okay, up next we have Tara Joy 90, who said no to January birthdays. All my energy and gift ideas were spent on Christmas, and I'm going to need at least 30 to 60 days to recover. Please be born some other time.
I have another proposal. I think if someone would just let me change things in the world, I feel like it would be better.
Right.
So I have another proposal. I think anyone with a birthday from November 15th to January 15th should get to choose an alternate.
Oh.
Like just any day. You get to choose.
Like at a certain age, like when they're 5? Now it's like a rite of passage.
Yeah, you get to choose. Absolutely. When do you want to celebrate your birthday? You get to choose that day. You can even change it on your birth certificate if you want to.
Oh, that's
fine.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Can you change your birthday on your birth certificate? You can change. You can legally go change your name. Can you change when you were born?
No, you can't.
No, you can't change.
But why not?
Under my proposal,
My
body, my
choice.
If I don't identify as being born on the day that I was born, why would I not be able to change that?
You can't change your race.
You have an August energy. Well, like you can't. Like you have an August energy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That's what you're born.
That's true. You can't change it.
It's like Aaron is clearly an Aries. Like, she can't change her birthday.
What does that mean?
Oh, you know what it means.
I don't.
You don't. Okay. So let me do a little
clown
do
music.
My birth chart.
Let me do a little astrology.
Knox isn't here.
I know. We're doing astrology quarter real
okay,
quick.
Okay. Do my chart.
So,
what's my rising moon?
Let me tell
moon?
You about Aries. Listen, a study conducted. Oh, I would do your rising moon. Remember, we tried to do that. And your mother cannot remember when you were born.
That's
what
right.
time
she
of day.
I can't remember if I'm the, my, if I'm
that's
the
right.
nighttime or the morning.
I know.
Time.
And I was like, well, this is useless, Gwen. Thank you for nothing.
Couldn't you tell if I was the morning or the nighttime based on what
I
that
could.
Means?
Yes, 100%. I could.
Right.
Couldn't now, we just listen, look at the birth certificate and it has a day and time on there?
I don't think she knows where that is. Like, I'm going to be honest. I don't know that Gwen knows
does
where.
Does it?
Yeah, it has your time of birth.
Oh, I could just go
what
look.
Do you think is on a birth certificate, Aaron, right now? Just walk us through.
Probably at the hospital, the doctor, whether I was, how much I weighed.
Right.
My eyes, the color.
Two.
Check. She's got them.
What?
And how cute I was, probably.
Oh, probably. There's like a sticker, like you got stars, like
yes.
3 stars.
Oh, out of
how
stars?
Many?
Out of 3.
Okay, thank you. Okay, maybe. Then listen. So a study conducted by Astrology Zodiac Signs, that's a real thing, don't ask questions, has taken into account which astrological signs were the most common among the U.S.'s 485 serial killers. Suck it, Europe. We got more serial killers. We got you.
And now, more hot dogs.
That's right. Now, when it comes to the sign that has the most blood on its hand, that is, of course, no surprise, Capricorns, which is the majority of January are Capricorns. And that's because this is such a garbage month. They are definitely, like, they're going to kill people. You know,
sad.
You know which sign has the least number of victims among serial killers?
Leo.
Aries. Oh. Aries.
That's right.
Aries.
That's right, because we are awesome.
You are awesome. Mm-hmm. And you're very into yourself. I just think Aries don't kill people because they're like, this is about me. This is about me. I don't want it to be about other people. This is my time to shine. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
That's what's kept us alive. So I don't know.
I know. So no switching birthdays. Unless we work out Aaron's plan with Neil Gorsuch.
Yeah. So and that it's still like your real birthday. Like it's still like your 100, like that's still true to you, but you can just celebrate. It's like when do you observe your birthday?
Yeah, I do like a half birthday. Listen, I put on all websites when they ask for my birthday, I put May. Because I don't want to get free stuff in November because that's Black Friday month. Why would I want free stuff in November? I want free stuff in May.
That's my pro tip.
I spread it out through all of the months
so that's smart.
I'm getting like a free cookie here and a free sandwich from Quiznos here and a free
something else from here. That's really smart. Stop putting your birthday, you guys.
I like it.
Okay. Next we have Charlie Go Lightly. That's a great name, by the way. Great username. They write, no to dry January. I can't commit to that without seeing the terms and conditions of the month.
This is good. This is also not judgmental, but I just can't believe people are still drinking when there are CBD gummies available.
Aaron and I both have forsaken the Alki and gone straight to gummy.
Are you still drinking the Alki?
Sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
No, Jason.
Jason, are you a gummy person?
Sometimes. Sometimes.
Okay. So,
but here's the thing. If I have a gummy, there's no driving. But if I have a beer, I'm fine to drive.
That's fair. Yeah.
So yeah,
That's where it becomes kind of like, are you over at somebody's house doing outdoor barbecuing or whatever? You pop a gummy there, I'm sleeping there. Or someone's driving me home.
Listen, to be fair, I did have a friend who had an emergency once, and they needed me to take them somewhere. And it was a high-end emergency. And I was like, love you, mean it, but I'm gummied. So I cannot drive you anywhere.
No. And let me be very clear. I'm not advocating for drinking and driving. I'm saying a beer, right? Okay, so
I'm saying no gummies.
A beer is what we're discussing currently.
Yeah.
Thank you. I want to make that clear.
We are very anti.
No, so it's a stay at home. It's a stay at home thing.
Yeah.
But, like, I do think I am concerned about, because this was actually very popular. This was probably the most popular comment of all the comments, which was stop making us do dry January. I do think it is unfair. Again, hawks and wolves. I just think you need a hot toddy. You've got RSV, flu, or COVID, or all three at the same time. I just think you need a hot toddy. You need an access to a hot toddy if you need it.
If you were going to do a dry month, what month would it be best to do it in?
I mean, if you think about it, it's going to be May because there's just so much to get done. But that seems like the opposite of what's going to end up actually happening.
But if you're a parent, you cannot forsake it in May.
And if you're having to see a mother maybe that you don't like, I mean, I love Jan, but not everybody loves their Jan, you know, and you're going to need a cocktail to get through Mother's Day.
Look, I want good things for people. I think it's the
month without a valid holiday. And we all know that unless we move MLK Day, that's August.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a valid holiday. That's
you got
you
back
go
to
dry.
School. You got all kinds of stuff going on in August. Is it February? Because it's the shortest month. I'm like, let's just be smart here.
Oh, smart. But Valentine's Day. Like,
can we cancel Valentine's Day?
We should. Thank you.
Also, can Target give us a minute before they're putting the Valentine's Day stuff out? Like a minute to
breathe?
Isn't
that what you say about Thanksgiving and that's what you say about Christmas as well?
Where are the MLK Reese's? Why can't we have like a minute between the hearts?
My God.
A microphone. A podium.
Huh? I went straight to his head, but that'd be good too.
I mean, like, I swear, y'all, the day after Christmas, it was like, do you want these heart boxers? Do you want these? Like, just give us a second, Target. God, you're just so just on my back.
Romping on your ding dong.
Romping on my
ding-dong. I had a couple other things, like there's mustache March, no shave November. Yeah, those are other things that you commit to. I don't know if there's other ones that you all.
There's no by July. Where I bought a house and a car.
So I don't think we did that one that month, but I don't know if we have to get into specifics. But there's these months, and I like this idea that, you know, I can't be held responsible for what I committed to before the month started versus what ended up happening to me. Like, all of a sudden, I've got to go to a wedding. I don't know how that happens all of a sudden in No Shave November.
That's an exciting thing to happen.
That would be cool, though. Like, good for the person people that are getting married.
It's like those churches who all want you to fast in January. No, absolutely not.
Don't eat in January?
Do you know how many Hershey Kisses I got in my stocking? I can't just start doing a Daniel fast.
I'm impressed if your Hershey's Kisses are lasting all the way through January.
That's a joke. They long gone.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode is brought to you by our amazing sponsor, Olive & June. As a longtime user, like 6 years, and a huge fan of Olive & June, I still can't get over how easy and convenient their manning systems are. Between hosting 2 podcasts, planning a live show, and our latest merch launch, I haven't had much time for like self-care and sitting around at a salon for hours. No time, but I do love having pretty nails, and it's during these busy, hectic times that I'm especially thankful for Olive & June. Their mani and pedi systems come with everything you could possibly need to have salon-worthy nails genuinely at home whenever you want them, even if you only have 5 minutes. I love how Olive & June, they've created products for those of us with a lot on our plates who maybe are not great at doing their nails. Like, I don't have a ton of skill set. And look, they've made it easy. The number of times I've done my nails in a rush as I'm about to run out the door and then end up smudging them, it's super embarrassing. You'd think I'd learn by now, but no more. Olive & June's line of tab press-ons are a life hack I never want to live without. They're so easy to put on and come in different sizes, so you can always find the perfect fit for you. They look so real and they last like 10 or more days, and they're not damaging like gel. I love that I can order them as part of the Manny system with up to 4 different tab sets. It's the perfect time-saving prezi for myself. Visit oliveandjune.com/popcast for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/popcast for 20% off your first system. This episode is brought to you by our amazing sponsor, Aura Frames. I am super excited to share that this brand is not only Knox and Jamie approved, but more importantly, it's Chuck and Jan approved. Aura Frames are Wi-Fi connected frames with unlimited storage, so you can share as many photos as you want from your phone and they just magically appear on the frame. If Chuck and Jan aren't enough of an endorsement, it's also been named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter. It's such a fun gift for all ages. Do you know what my favorite part of the Aura frame is? I haven't been called over to Chuck and Jan's house even once for like Tech Sunday to like set it up, to fix it. It's truly the perfect set it and forget it gift in the best way possible. I was over to their house for Easter dinner. My niece sent all the adorable photos we had taken of my cutie patootie great nephews to Chuck and Jan's Aura frame. And it was so easy and seamless and fun to have the photos show up before we even left the house. Jan is the most difficult person to buy gifts for. And I was excited to see how much she loves her Aura frame, because I immediately decided to get one for her bedside table for Mother's Day this year. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's auraframes.com. Use code PODCAST at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Has everyone's social calendar suddenly picked up, or is it just me? This is that magical time of the year when I can actually enjoy a patio lunch with Jan or just be outside for longer than 10 minutes without immediately regretting every life choice. You know what I mean? Since this beautiful weather only lasts about 5 days in Alabama, it's always tempting to cram in as many social gatherings as possible, for I need to limit myself to indoor-only activities, and it can be easy to ignore my social battery and spread myself too thin. As an extrovert, I tend to thrive around people, and I always thought the more the merrier when it came to social commitments. Therapy has been super helpful in giving me the self-awareness I needed to build a social life that does not drain my battery. Being able to not only recognize my boundaries, but be able to enforce them has been so helpful in creating some balance in my life. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Since it's entirely online, the convenience truly cannot be beat, and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/podcastpod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/podcastpod. Okay, up next we have Gibson Tuttle of Gibson Tuttle fame of Olive & June.
Hey, can I just do a quick shout out? Yeah. That new Manny set, this is not an ad, but the new stick Mannies, like the little tabs.
Yes.
Killer.
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 And listen, I'm going to say, I'm so glad that Aaron has those now, because Aaron trying to do the other Manny
at the John
and never concert. And never taking the time, and just constantly I would find like in her hair a nail, and I'd be like, hey, there's a nail in
but
your
they're
hair.
So good. Good yeah. job. Good job, everybody. Olive & June. Way to go.
Okay. So Gibson Tuttle wrote, no to the end of football. And before people say, oh, but the Super Bowl is in February, that's just one game. And basketball is not a replacement. Okay. So as our resident sports ball expert, Jason.
Aaron? Yes. Oh.
No, she's still rooting for you. No,
listen, so. Aretha texted me the other day, yesterday, and she was like, I made these bacon jam crackers for the game. And I was like, oh, there's a game? She was like, yes, you idiot. There's two.
There's two.
And those bacon jam crackers are incredible looking. I get influenced by food. That's most of my stuff is like grilling and food.
We'll include a link to the recipe for the bacon jam crackers.
But those do look incredible. So Aaron, don't look up who UAB just signed up at quarterback. Maybe has a little bit of a history there. Went through the legal system, is what it is, but we don't have to get into that.
I did see that. Yeah, he served his time, right? Maybe not.
Pleaded no contest, I believe.
Oh, okay. Well, that's tough.
Jacob Zeno? No, someone else?
Okay, last name Kitna.
Oh, no, Kitna. Yeah.
All right, so how do you feel about the end of football? Because this is, you know, you go through these seasons of sports on Over Underachievers. Is this a sad time for you, or...
Oh no, that's really
bad. Oh, she's still reading. Okay.
Yeah.
So Jason, is this a sad time for you to be out of football?
It is sad because we only have one more college football game left. We have an entire week. Okay. I'm not fully agreeing with Gibson here because we've got an entire playoff. We have a whole nother week of NFL. Then we have the entire playoffs of the NFL. There's a lot of games in January. It does get really sad as they start to wind down. We have one college game left. But here's the thing. I think as I get a little bit older, and that's okay. That's a choice I'm making to age. I do need a little bit of a what? I do need a little bit of a break after the football season. It's been a lot. And my son got into fantasy football this year. And so he's just reading off stats. He watches the bottom line and then computes the stats from just like regular stats on the field to how many points it's going to be in fantasy. And I love him a lot. And I've done this to myself. I did win my fantasy league and beat my wife in the championship. Not a big deal. Nobody cares about my fantasy
team. Wow.
But he has been watching a lot of football with me. And I think maybe just we all need a break and we need to go outside. You know what I mean?
Touch some grass.
That's fair.
As the kids say.
Eat a tomato.
And listen, we're recording this obviously after the college football playoffs, the semifinals, right?
That's right.
And obviously my team, Alabama, did not persevere, and nor did Texas. The other Southern representative did not. So congratulations to Michigan and Washington. Those were great games. I will say people really were worried about Jan. Jan is an avid Alabama sports fan. She watches every Alabama sport. She follows all the people into their professional lives. If they go to the Olympics, if they play in the NFL, like she follows them for life. Like she's very dedicated. And people were asking, was she okay?
I love that.
I did want you to know when she texted me, I was like, oh, well, it didn't go well. And she was like, well, it's better to be beaten overtime than to be beat by 60 in your home state. Listen, she's petty.
Brutal.
From way back. From way back. Okay. So she's doing great. Okay. Up next, we have Aaron Dot Smith, who said, no to the lettuce inevitably getting all slick in my refrigerator.
Listen, do y'all follow Maddie Mitchell on Instagram?
No.
She's one of my favorite follows. She did a thing today that was like things were leaving in 2023. And she was like, we're leaving aspirational spinach in 2023.
Thank you.
I was like, yes, absolutely.
No more bag salads when we're not going to eat them.
No,
we're not going to do it. I don't understand either why. Again, I'm going to make a case for moving the new year to, if you are wanting to eat maybe more fruits and veggies, maybe we move this to a month where fruits and veggies are in actual.
Because what are you eating now? A carrot?
Listen,
I looked up
in the farming world. I don't know where, but I looked up in the Farming Institute. I'm going to call it that.
Oh.
What is the three most popular vegetables in season right now? And it's celery, kale, and potatoes.
Absolutely. Well, listen, a potato is always the right answer.
It is the right answer. So why don't we just eat potatoes and drink a hot toddy and stay at home and not
do
a gratitude.
I think
journal.
The answer was earlier in the episode. Australia. They've got all of the best vegetables now.
What
they've
are
got
they
this all figured out. Where
they're
did
living
we go
their
so
best
wrong?
Life. They're just eating strawberries and being like, F you all.
You know,
like,
Ben and I are getting into gardening this year. We got a lot of
that's
gardening
a pull quote
stuff
right there.
for Christmas. I have some overalls that have radishes on them now. I have a UV sun hat that's going to protect my
neck.
Should
you get any seeds or things to plant?
No. Well, I got some tools, so we're moving in that direction. But like, I don't know. We have no idea what we're doing. Like zero idea what we're doing. So we're just, it's like, it's kind of like prosperity gospel. Like we're hoping, like we're putting it out into the universe. We're prosperity gardening. Oh. We don't know what we're doing.
So you're trying to find out how to do things, or are you just more like,
we have a lot of books. We have a lot of books. Lots of books.
I think Aaron and I are the same in this. Right. We like getting all of the stuff for our next hobby.
We love the stuff.
Yeah. We love all of the stuff of the next hobby. We like getting geared up for it. And then it comes time to do it. And then you just think to yourself practically,
why am I doing
I think
this?
They have these veggies at the store.
They have them at the store. They've already cut them up, you know?
Like, yeah. Basil is really cheap at the store.
It's so cheap.
Yeah. And I know that there's the whole pride of like, I did it. I am God. I made a thing. You're not God. You're not God. I've got the cilantro and it was delicious. I didn't need, you know, all the things. Okay. Our last one comes from Chrissy Waite, who says, no to word of the year. It's for those who don't do resolutions because they don't stick. Girl, come the end of May when time and patience is running thin, you aren't going to remember tenderness.
It's the fact that she chose tenderness.
I know tenderness is a tough word. And also, if you're somebody who's choosing tenderness, just be rough. Just be rough. Just be yourself.
I think Chrissy chose tenderness and the year ended up very poorly for her. And so now we are in a situation where tenderness is just
so
a trigger.
Chrissy's not talking to Chrissy's not talking to all of y'all. No. She's talking to herself.
Yeah. That's correct.
Yeah. No, I do let Morgan Harper Nichols tell me what my word of the year is.
Oh, yeah.
With her reel.
With her roulette where you just like
which
stop
I
it.
Love. Yeah. But I do not ever remember what it is. And I do screenshot at least a dozen before I land on one that I want.
Oh, yeah. I never stop at the first one. No. I'm like, patience? Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. And it so far, it hasn't landed on one that I like.
You all don't respect the wheel, but I'm supposed to believe that you don't cheat in Wordle or Connections. Is that correct?
First of all, that's completely different.
And I cheat at self-improvement.
I have integrity about games. Do
maybe
not
the word of the
year
is integrity.
No, it's not.
Although I have chosen a word of the year.
What is it?
Okay, I've got one too.
Oh, you got one too? Aaron, do you have one?
No, it hasn't landed on something that I want yet.
I wasn't listening. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay.
Oh, I know. I'm now.
Okay. So, Jason, why don't you share your word of the year?
Okay.
First.
Mine is going to be together forward, but with a two and then gather and then the number four word.
So it is one word, even though it sounds like two.
We're going to put a hyphen in there. We got to figure that out. Okay, I don't know if that's on the wheel.
Together
but it's
forward.
Like,
and it's 24. I love all of the layers.
What drew you to that?
Just the number two and then the number four.
Okay.
So who
no
is,
other inspiration.
Okay. So are you going together forward with who?
All of us. What are all you? Of us
everybody?
Together. Okay. And then we're not looking back.
Yeah.
Okay?
Like collective?
Yes. Anybody that wants to jump
you
on the train, hop on.
Anybody? You think this is the year for that? You think that this is the year
it
that
wasn't
we can do
last
it?
Year. It's got to be this year.
Okay.
It has
right?
to be.
Okay. Good. We'll see how the Supreme Court handles all the things. We'll see. Okay. So my word is in the same vein, obviously. I'm thinking about the year. I'm thinking about what I want to have happen. And my word of the year this year is nuh-uh. And so it's just if you ask
two roads diverged in a wood. Jamie would not like to move together forward.
I was wondering if I needed to bring some positivity to this particular thing on the rundown because I was like, I have a feeling this could go a different direction.
No, when you bring your together forward, I'm gonna be like, nuh-uh. I'm just not doing it. And I'm not going to your thing. I'm not going to your outdoor wedding. I'm not listening to you talk about who I should vote for. I'm not listening to any of it. Nuh-uh. No. And I am muting and blocking with extravagance this
abandoned.
Year. Abandoned. I'm not even thinking about it. I'm like, bah, 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 bah. Like, I just, nah, nah. So,
I like it.
How do you spell nuh-uh for the people?
Nuh-uh. Nuh-uh.
Nuh-uh.
That's a good
spelling. I like that both of you have hyphens.
I know. Listen.
It's 2024.
It's a bridge year. It's a leap year. It's an Olympic year. It's so many things.
Word of the year, hyphen.
Oh my gosh, it's an Olympic year.
Is our word of the year hyphen?
It's hyphen.
Love it. Love it.
Together,
Aaron, that could be yours.
Together forward.
Together forward. Nah.
Nah.
All right, you guys. I don't know how he ends it.
That's going to do it.
That's going to do it for our
Nose of January.
That's going to do it for our Nose of January. If you have thoughts and opinions about our thoughts and opinions, go to the place.
KnoxandJamie.com.
KnoxandJamie.com/537. Although you can't comment there. So you have to go to our Instagram And you can comment on the post, the Wednesday post, about this episode.
Have you ever heard a song on the radio and felt like it was written about you? That's why I'm so excited to share about our new sponsor, Songfinch. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever. Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist. I'm on their website right now, and I'm about to create my very first song. They've made it so easy. When you go to songfinch.com/podcast, all you have to do is click the big orange button that says start your song. In order to make the songs entirely original and personalized, they ask questions like, who are you creating this song for and what's your inspiration? You get to pick the artist who creates the song for you, or you can have Songfinch help you by selecting between genres, vocal styles, vibe, and tempo. You can get as detailed and personalized as you like, but the process couldn't be easier for a songwriting novice like myself. For a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anytime, anywhere. Go to songfinch.com/podcast and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value. Again, our URL is songfinch.com/podcast. Don't forget to share your song with us too, songfinch.com/podcast.
With our live shows coming up in June, I've obviously started doing a little shopping. It's always so fun to look for live show outfits and accessories and go through my travel checklist to see what might need a refresh. I don't need much of an excuse to get myself a Prezi, but one of the things I have on my list that I need to get before the new show is a new sun top from Pear Eyewear. Wearing my Pear Eyewear eyeglasses on travel days is probably one of my favorite life hacks, especially if you have an early morning flight. Who wants to wake up and have to deal with contacts before you have to get on a plane? Throwing on my glasses and then adding the sun top when I need them is just so much more convenient. I think the brushed rose sun top might be the perfect one to add to my collection. Pair sun top frames start at just $30 and the prescription glasses start at only $60. Don't forget that you can save even more by using pre-tax FSA and HSA dollars, and they always have free standard shipping and a flexible 30-day return policy. One pair, infinite possibilities. Go to PairEyewear.com and use code POP for 15% off your first pair. And support the show by mentioning that the podcast sent you in your post-checkout survey. That's PairEyewear.com, code POP.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
All right, Jamie, let's do some lights.
No, you got to ask her.
No, you have to ask
me. Oh, wait, what do I say?
Do you want to do some lights?
Okay. All right, Jamie, do you want to do some lights?
Let's do some lights. Erin, what is your red light?
Well, I watched The Bear over the break.
Had not seen it.
I had not seen it. Everyone had just been, you know, up my butt about how great it was. And you're just going to love this so much. And now what am I supposed to do with there's this little tiny angel stuck in a walk-in and he's got his little baby head pressed up against a freezer door and I'm just supposed to go on with my life? I've been emotionally destroyed by Richie singing Taylor Swift and I'm supposed to be okay with that? I'm just supposed to wait until season 3? What is this? I can't function as a person. This is my whole personality now. And I don't know.
Welcome.
How are we functioning as a society? How are we having a civilization?
Well,
we're just waiting.
Well, time is a bomb. And for those of us who watched it in June when it came out.
Well, I get it. Okay.
We had the sun outside to help us get through this moment.
That's right. Right. But I speak for the people. I speak for those of us who can't get to stuff until there's a break.
That's right.
If that was you and you need emotional support, my DMs are open. I want to hold you virtually and let you know that we're all in this together. I know that this is upsetting. Like, his sweet, I love him so much.
Aaron did text me during the break and said, how long will I have to live like this worried about my carmy?
Like, what am I supposed to do? He's such a baby. He's such a tenderoni.
Here's the good news. I was worried about the strikes that maybe the bear, it normally comes out in June. The last few seasons have come out in June. And I was worried. However, they have always filmed starting in February, and they just turn it around really fast. And so they are starting to film at the end of February. Oh, and gosh. So there's hope that we will still get a summer release of season 3.
My tiny baby. I love him. I love Richie. I love them all.
Okay, Jason, what's your red light?
All right. My red light is going to be, and you alluded to it. Jan didn't take any shots. I was listening to see if Jan was going to be taking any shots, but a lot of people blaming the refs in a lot of sports these days.
Oh,
and I'm just going to say red light to blaming the refs. It's not the refs' fault. Be better, do better, make the catch, make the play. Don't have your quarterback run straight into the offensive line when the game's on the line just because you don't trust him to pass anymore. And you used to be the offensive coordinator at Notre Dame, and now you're at Alabama, Tommy Reese. So I blame Tommy Reese for that bad play call. But in many games and in the NFL this weekend, there was the Cowboys and Lions game.
I saw that on TikTok, that like when the guy didn't tell the guy that he was doing the thing.
The coach told the refs to expect it before the game, and then they just wanted to be like sneaky about it. Hey, maybe don't run a giant trick play, or maybe just kick the field goal. I like that he went for it every time, so I'm all good with that. The refs have always been a problem. They're not more. They're not less. There's replay now. Whatever. Stop blaming the refs. That's my red light.
So I have a question, Jason.
Take accountability.
Is the rule – okay, just so that – just for the record, no one can catch – like you have to tell people you're going to catch the ball, or is it only in certain circumstances?
Certain numbers and in certain circumstances – two people in that situation needed to report as eligible, and then he goes up. Lions, in that particular situation, the ref has to announce. I don't know if that's the rule, but the ref almost always announces it over the PA, and the ref only announced that number 70 was reporting as eligible, not number 68. So the Lions had an opportunity right there to be like, hey, something's off. We need to not maybe do this play because we just heard him say 70 and didn't say 68. So it's bad all around, no doubt, but don't blame the refs. Be better.
You think
that's
just easier for people because they're like, yes. I don't want to blame my dumb team for being dumb. Yeah, that's fair.
Aren't the Lions universally reviled though?
No, not anymore. They haven't done anything in so many years that
I don't think everybody's ever like, okay.
Yeah,
I thought people were like, you guys kind of suck.
Listen, keep the focus. The worst people in football are the owners of football teams. Never lose focus.
Oh, okay.
They're the worst people.
The Carolina Panthers owner that threw a drink on somebody this weekend?
That person? Yes. Ew. On the opposite team. Like from their suite. Oh, I saw the footage. Also, the owners that are like, hey, you can't have an injury clause. You're benched. Love that. Love that players are like, hey, it's not us. We're like, it's Kate and Rooney Mara. They're the problem. I don't know that they're the problem, but their families own a lot of football teams.
I thought you were doing like a social network, like what's it?
House of Cards,
like crossover thing. I was like, okay, here we go. I like this.
Well, this is a good transition because my red light this week is cheaters. Okay. First, sports teams, Astros and Michigan. We didn't forget that you're cheaters. Okay. The Crown Prince of Denmark, who is about to become king because his mother is abdicating the throne. And that is a place I definitely know is real. Denmark. It is real. But he's cheating on his wife. And
like actively?
Actively. Like we tons of footage. What? And DJFs like about it.
Does she care?
She is gonna be queen. So she's like, I think just like the Kate
Denmark.
Just like the Kate and Will of it all, you're like, well, we forgive what we've got to become a queen. You know what I mean?
Well, we also don't know what deals they have in place, right?
That's true. So they might have an open marriage as long as I get to be the queen, you know, which I might be down with. I don't know. I'd like to be queen.
I just don't know if like that's enough.
To be queen?
Like, to be queen, is that great?
And everybody feels bad for you because your husband's cheating on you all the time?
Oh my God, when so bad. I mean, like, oh, me? Oh, my man, the queen, and he cheats on me.
I don't know.
But she probably has her own side piece. It's just not, she's better at hiding it. I don't know. Ariana Grande, let's get to it. Super pumped, Ariana, about your new album. But your New Year's post was a situation. As a reminder, Ariana Grande, is dating SpongeBob from Broadway.
Yes.
And this is what she wrote in her post. I have never felt more pride or joy or love while simultaneously feeling so deeply misunderstood by people who don't know me, who peace whispers together and make what they want out of me and their assumptions of my life. Hey, baby girl. What did we not understand? Was it the part that you went to dinner with a couple that you're starring in a film with and you held their baby and then you stooped that woman's husband after dinner?
Yeah.
Is that what we didn't understand?
No.
You and he are cheaters.
Yeah.
And it's a tiny baby.
Yeah.
It's a tiny baby.
The tiniest.
Like, I don't like that.
You can't do that when someone's wife is still lactating.
That's right.
Like, husbands, you can't do that at all.
Husbands, you cannot cheat in the middle of postpartum. Mm-mm. That is ridiculous. Or if they're like actually building the baby.
Don't cheat at all, but especially when your wife is still lactating.
That's right. Unless you have a deal like Jason talks about. Unless you got like a contract.
I don't talk about it. I just heard that one situation.
I'm not talking about
okay.
it.
Okay. And then
I don't know all the deals that are going on out in Hollywood. I was just saying, if you're about to be queen, maybe you don't throw it all.
That's true. That's right. Okay. And then my final cheater that I do want to point out is people who do cheat at Connections. Now, for those who don't know, Connections is the best New York Times game.
Yes.
It is a word game that's all about finding the common threads between words before you lose your guesses, which if you're guessing a ton, you're not really good at it, are you really?
Mm-hmm. No, I have a very hot take on this. I think that if you're guessing a ton, you're even better at it because you can connect more things
wild.
Together.
It's wow.
Wild. It's the most... to justify losing. I've never heard
incredible.
It done that eloquently.
No, that's this so is
incredible.
A red light for sure because this game is infuriating. I can make things connect to each other that don't even make sense to the common person.
Listen, I told a child last night that they were really good at connections and I said, well, it's because you're a girl ADHD. We're the best at connections because
there you go.
Brains, like we work really fast in our brains. I'm not good at the mini crossword because if I can't get one, I'm like, I'm out. The timer's going. It's too much pressure. But I will say at that football party where someone told me something about a mutual friend who was literally at the Rose Bowl while we were watching the Rose Bowl, they were in Pasadena and I texted them and I said, hey, I know you're at the game, but Catherine told me that you think looking up connections words is not cheating, and it is, and I needed you to know right now.
So love you, cheating.
Mean it. It's cheating.
Stop
y'all,
cheating
you cannot look up words for Wordle or hints. You can't look up hints.
Okay.
Okay.
I've got a clarifying question. If you see a word in connections and you have no idea what it is, you can't look it up?
No.
Oh, no. I mean, like, you don't know what it means?
I've only done this twice for my entire connections career, and I'm coming out as honest.
I think it's fine to look up what it means.
I saw two words on there I'd never seen them in my entire life. I don't read books good, so
that's the pull quote. I don't read books good. I think it's fine. I think
no,
you can look up a definition.
Okay. It's yeah. not okay because no. it could mean two things. It could have two different meanings. You have to wait until
so just don't
the word
the goal is
reveals
to just not
itself.
Use that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
rules are rules. Now listen, connections is a holy space. You can't cheat at connections or Wordle. You can
or the mini.
Or the mini. But the big one, you can absolutely cheat on the big crossword. Like
no,
100%.
You can't.
Yeah, you can.
I don't
like,
do
Will
Short
doesn't care. Will
listen,
Short is like, what
listen,
do you want?
If you get past Tuesday, you can cheat. But you cannot cheat Monday or Tuesdays.
That's fair. That's fair.
Oh, the big. Okay.
Okay. So green lights. Let's go. Aaron, do you have a green light this week?
Okay. So one of my New Year's resolutions, quote unquote, is to acknowledge that there are other musicians in the world other than Taylor Swift. I gave her my all in 2023. I have no regrets, but it's time for me to spread my wings. And so I asked Instagram to share a favorite song that they loved recently. And a few people mentioned Renee Rapp, who I know was cast as Regina George in the new Mean Girls musical. And I have gone very hard in the paint over the past couple of days. Her whole deal. Now, I realized she was born a year before I graduated high school, but I love her. She's got two albums right now, Everything to Everyone and Snow Angel. They were both, that first one was 2 years ago. The other one was last year. So I realize I'm behind. Again, I speak for the people. Snow Angel is the most recent. It's the most, they're both excellent. Apparently she's in the Sex Lives of College Girls, which I've not seen because I've not deconstructed purity culture enough.
It was a green light. It's excellent.
Which is great. And I'm sure she's great in it. She's got a single with Megan Thee Stallion, which I think is for the Mean Girls soundtrack. Anyway, I'm fully in and I might even stay up late to watch her on SNL with Jacob. How do you say it? Elordi in a couple weeks.
Elordi?
I love her.
Wait,
so she's a musical
Jacob Elordi?
Yeah, she's a singer, but she's also an actor. Actress.
Isn't Jacob Elordi who you liked like 2 years ago?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I love him.
I mean, like,
what's the other guy?
Like
what's the other
like,
young heartthrob? Oh, Noah.
He's an adult.
Noah Centineo.
Oh,
that was
no.
the guy you
talk
liked?
About him anymore.
But listen, that was just really, I liked his character in All the Boys I've Loved Before.
Okay,
I don't,
gotcha,
I mean,
gotcha.
Like, because I'm an adult.
Listen, I love Renee Rapp. She's very great. Fun on TikTok. And I am not into the Mean Girls movie. Musical. I love original Mean Girls, but I'm looking forward to seeing her in it. And I love her. She's very fun in interviews. She's
I like her
great.
A lot.
Like, she's fantastic. And she's a great singer. My favorite fun fact about her is that she was not born on her due date, which would have been in 1999, December of 1999. And she held on because she's like, I have a 2000 energy. And so I did want to be born in 2000.
Good for her.
I love that. Good I love that. Her. Okay. Jason, what's your green light?
My green light is going to be, this is something that came out a little while ago, but it was break, caught up on Beckham, which is a documentary on Netflix. Yes. And I don't think that they are the most interesting couple of all time. And I never really got into it, but I'll say this. When I finally watched the documentary, a lot of things that I connect back to, because I was not big into soccer, still not huge into soccer. I was not big into the Spice Girls. So I didn't really know like all the stuff that was going on at the time. I just knew Beckham was a name and Posh Spice was a name. But the stuff that they went through and like what he went through with the national team and his soccer journey and him and his parents and the relationship that they seem to have is so amazing. And I know that it went around social, and it's actually what got me to watch the doc is when that she's getting interviewed, Victoria Beckham, she was getting interviewed and he pops his head in and he was like, yeah, she was like, humble beginnings. And he was like, what kind of car did your dad drive? What kind of car did your dad drive? And she was like, a Rolls Royce. And he was like, thank you. And then he left. I loved that. And everybody seemed to have great things to say about both of them. They were navigating this time that they were trying to figure out what was, you know, going on. And it might be different now with FaceTime and cell phones and all these things. But it was just very interesting because I knew the surface level of both of them.
Yeah.
I really didn't understand why everybody hated him all of a sudden. And then why he was like kind of back and then he came to MLS. But it was a great documentary, in my opinion. It was like easy watching. It wasn't like harsh, you know, truths about what was underlying this, that, and the other. It was just kind of revealing about the two of them that had been in the zeitgeist for years when we were, you know, of more of a less social media era.
He is truly one of the most charming people I have ever seen, like in media. Like, he really is so charming. And fun fact, his New Year's Eve post on Instagram was a picture of him and Victoria with her parents. And this is the caption: just a nice casual New Year's Eve lunch at the Ritz. Very working class. My mother and father-in-law left in their roles. It's actually very sweet. See, and that's very fun. Like, that's very hum bang gang. People hated him because, speaking of my red light, he was a cheater. He cheated on her while she was pregnant. And
he did? That didn't make the documentary.
Well, it's funny. It's sort of reference, like, we went through a really difficult, they're very vague about it. Like, we went through a really difficult time and we were being hassled and it was just a time apart and whatever they said, but that was because he had cheated on her and people turned on him
that part,
because people loved her. Like, people adored her. And so they turned on him because of that. But I like that they have now, you know, they worked it out and stayed together and figured it out. And
those other Spice Girls didn't turn on him even at that time that you're referencing in the doc. They seem to embrace him and bring him in and all that. So
he's very hot. Like, he's very hot.
Sure, you can hang around.
Hot people get forgiven of a lot of things that ugly people do not. That's why SpongeBob never going to get forgiven. Do you know what I mean?
So true.
Okay. My green light. So listen, I have never read a Harry Potter book, as we know. But I have watched all the movies and they're good. I like them. They're very fun. Bigrid and all the people. Somebody recommended a fanfic, and I love fanfiction, but fanfiction is a hit or miss. If you can find, and so fanfiction, for those who don't know, is when anyone on the internet writes a story based on existing IP. And so you can kind of look up Star Wars fanfiction and you can pick. And the best thing is you can pick any filter. Do you wish that two people in this franchise ended up a couple? Do you wish that Captain America and Iron Man were a couple? You can find stories written about from that perspective. Now, the hard part about fan fiction, just like regular books, is not everything's good. You know what I mean? Not everything is well written. But when you find something that is amazing, you jump on it. And somebody had recommended, they're like, one of the best fan fictions I've ever read was a story called Draco Malfoy and the Mortifying Ordeal of Being in Love. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to read some fun facts. I like Draco. He's very hot. I was very into Draco in the movies. And I always wanted him, because listen, you know, the bane of my existence when we recapped all the movies was the fact that that freaking Weasley boy ended up with Hermione. And Ron. It made me so mad. Ron. Like, I just hate it. And so I read this fanfic. So it is, y'all, it's 199,000 words. This is no joke.
Oh my God.
This is a 500-page book. And it's on Goodreads. Like, you can find it on Goodreads. It has 4.6 stars and 12,000 ratings. Like, it's beloved. And I get why. It's a story about Hermione, who is now, it's based in canon. Because a lot of fan fiction will be like, not canon. I'm just taking these characters and putting them in the Wild West, you know?
Is this all covered under parody law? Like, how do you write a 500-page book? It's about somebody all else's IP.
Considered fair use because you're not making any money off of it. There's no money to be made.
It's
free. Right. And so now
somebody wrote a 500-page fan fiction book about Draco.
The beauty of the internet. I love it. When people love the thing they love, and they're good writers. And maybe they're like, look, I am a lab tech during the day and I'm not going to be able to get a book deal, but I can write this and find its home.
You write the thing you want to see in the world and then you let it go.
That's right. And so Hermione is an adult. She is a medical researcher and healer. And she's straddling the magical and non-magical world.
I know. This.
And she's about to make a big discovery, but it's high risk. So she is assigned an auror. Auror? I can say it.
An auror.
She's an auror, and it's Draco. And they're both very displeased. Y'all, if you love a trope of enemies to lovers, I know. And it's the slowest burn in history.
Bridgerton season 2, Conan. Oh,
I'm seriously, y'all. It is, I mean, Anthony Bridgerton and Kate. Like, it was so well done. And, like, all these people from the universe make an appearance that's all logical and makes sense. There's references to things that have happened to them as kids. It was really so well done. And then when you get to the end, there's a sexy time. So if you're not into the open door, which I love an open door, I'll walk right through every time. And
Jamie leading over the bed. All right, guys. Right.
And so
one of those filters to be like, of all fan fiction on the planet, I want one of the filters to be like, has sexy time and doesn't. And it's going to be like 99% does and like 1%
doesn't. Would be surprised. They do have that filter. It's called mature teen kids.
Okay.
Like whatever.
Okay.
And you'd be surprised. It is not the majority is mature people, because you know why? It's very difficult to write a really good open door scene. Because a lot of people are like, he just grabbed her and blah, blah, blah. Listen, if you've ever read 50 Shades of Grey is originally a fan fiction. It was written, but she wrote it as fan fiction because it was a play on Twilight. Mm-hmm. It was the character. It was supposed to be Edward and Bella, but in a different world where he was a millionaire and she was like frail. And I just don't know what to
I'm
do.
Just
in
so
this,
plain.
And I don't know what to do in the sex dungeon. What do I do?
I've not read them, but my mother-in-law is an author and has written some sexy time situations.
What? Yeah. Wait, sorry. Are they like public or are they on fan fiction? What's her username? Can you leave me?
No, they're real. It's book deals. They're real books.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Your mother-in-law is a romance writer?
Like erotica.
I don't know because I didn't read them. I just know that there are things in there.
Why aren't you reading this?
Listen, you know what our friend calls it?
I don't read any books.
You know what our friend calls those books? I can say it, right?
No, he's going to have to bleep you.
Sure.
I've never heard that.
It's my favorite term.
Yes, I think that's what it is. Yeah.
That's what your mother-in-law writes. Good to know. Love it. I want her name so I can look her up and buy her books.
Oh my gosh. Gosh,
she named the character Jason. How funny would that be?
I am my real name is a thank you in the beginning of one of the books after the sexy time books.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
fair enough.
Okay.
Well, anyway, so you can find this on, we'll put a link to it. You can find it on Archive of Our Own. The two biggest fan fiction sites are fanfiction.net and Archive of Our Own. And I'm going to read, I tweeted about it and somebody was like, you have to read Manacled next. It's another Draco Hermione. I am into that pairing so much because Ron's not involved.
Because it's very upsetting when you follow these people their whole lives and you know how capable Hermione is. And Ron is great and sweet, but they do not belong together. And like, we all know that. All know that. And if you're arguing with me right now, you need to argue with yourself because you know in your heart I'm right.
And you need to go read Draco Malfoy and the Mortifying Ordeal of Being in Love and your life will be different. You'll be like, oh, this is exactly how I should end up. So, okay, I think that's going to do it for this episode.
All right, guys. Remember, anytime you do any shopping on Amazon, make sure to go to amazon.com/shop/thepopcast first. So that your
purchases
so fast.
Oh man, I wanted to do this fast. So that your purchases use our affiliate link, our favorite item purchase using the affiliate link this week was Jamie.
You say it.
You say the item.
Okay. Our favorite item purchased using this affiliate link this week was I Do Care, and this is dry shampoo powder, Jamie.
You guys, not only was this purchased this week, this is actually our number one highest selling item for 2023, because I looked at the data, and this is an item that I actually recommended in Note for the Audio, our newsletter, and this is my favorite dry shampoo of all time. It's perfect to travel with. It's not an aerosol can. It's a little powder puff. It's magical, but listen, it has 4.2 stars, 3,000 reviews, but I want to read the one-star review that came from Jay Sullivan, who said, gross. That was the title of the review. Said, I hate how this makes my hair feel. It feels dry and thick. Well, hey, Jay Sullivan, some of us are going for dry and thick. Like, that's what we're trying to get. And I want my hair to be dry and thick when it's not. Do you know what I mean? It's a great product.
Does he want oily and thin?
I don't know. Listen, and look, I'll use it sometimes even when my hair is clean, because it'll give some grip. If you're the kind of person looking for some grip in your hair.
I don't like the word grip.
I know. Grip,
what do you do with grippy hair? I don't know that I want to ask.
It's easier to curl. Yeah, it holds curl longer. It gives you volume. It's great. So, all right, you guys. Don't forget that January is a great month, not in all the ways we talked about earlier, but it is a great month to become a BPOD. So you can go to knoxandjamie.com/Patreon and sign up for a free trial today. I'm Jamie Golden. You can find me on the internet at Jamie B. Golden.
I'm Erin Moon. You can find me on the interwebs at Erin H. Moon.
I'm Jason Waterfalls, and you can find me at Podcast Pod.
That's right. You can't find us there. Bye, guys.
Knox, we miss you.
I know, obviously.